Shir Nun Hay and Sukkah continued. Bob Adar Aleph Hay Tov Shimim Aleph, February 10, 1981, on Tuesday continued.
The same thing applies to Schachols, but only if it's Pobot Cheni Kochel Apas. Masheim Cheni, if the Schachosha that is Minesa Minesa is less than the Schachosho, so then it is less. So then it's not Kosha, we can call it Rapport. But how did that tell me? They have been so in the Chol Mabo, the age Minesa Minesa, the Minesa, Alright, so we leave it here. Now for next time you should go over the Balamoya and the Yemore of the Fakhet, Nik Lachas and Bintai, and the Nuhamis. And you should go over the Shinis Hamram and the Fakhet and Nik Lachas and Bintai, and then the Shukhan over. I discussed it in the Alokashir in the morning. So it's Somen Simen, top range, Lamed Aleph, Siftes.
Shir Nun Vav and Sukkah Ches Adar Aleph Hay Tov Shimim Aleph, February 12, 1981, on Thursday.
It seems to me that those Rishayim that explain the Gemara, that apply the Gemara, of Kidam Chayatumid and Talaute, Ayat Motu Ligab, Afik Chavu Gab, Tavu Yisrael, So there are two different chickens. Now, the Balmoya said that this Gemara, the Balmoya in Daftes, I believe, so he says, and the Gemara Daftes, and it's Daftes, and the Rib, Daftes, and the Rib. What did Tom the Tesla eat in a super little when you see all of this, the rest of the three had an eye, you take the Anach Nano. הלך לאן הכנסת, שהוא רוחי, אפילו אם תלעו אותם בסוג הקטנה, ואי הוא תמותה, ביום נקחה ופסול. זאת אומרת, שבלמוי הרקלאי זה ביזגימור, that it's possible to בסוג הקטנה. But not בסוג הקטנה. Why not בסוג הקטנה? So the Marshall says, by בסוג הקטנה, it will be kosher anyway. That's what the Marshall says. And because of that, he asks against Rashi, because from Rashi it's mashma that Rashi doesn't apply the Gemara to Isuk Iktana, because Rashi says that the Gemara is reference to the case where there is no Deifan Revi. But if there is a Deifan Revi, then it would be kosher. It would be kosher. But if, according to Rashi, the Gemara is reference to Isuk Iktana, so even if there is a Deifan, it would still be possible. So it appears from Rashi that the Rashi says that Rashi applies the Gemara to Isuk Iktana. So the question is it a law? It should be kosher anyway. It should be kosher anyway. Now, let's see the Rosh of the Marshal. What can I say? The Alcha appeared the law. The Ayodhima with God, the Alcha, wanted to put food outside. We saw a flame out, the Maya of the Sukkot Tanah. Then Shio Zayin Lishach Kosha Lechut Di Nisha Di Kosha Litzadit and so in Shio Suke Vada Ida Suke Kshe Lichim Otsos in Yidri Vomre. So what's the Pashto Saloshim when he says Di Nisha Di Kosha Litzadit and so in Shio Suke Zayin Pochim Vada Ida Suke Kshe. So Pashto Saloshim of the Masho indicates the Asuka Kshero, the whole Suka is Kshero. Even Tachas Anessa, not Be'en Tzal. Because the Chibot says something about Amoya. Because Amoya says that this Gemara has reference to Isuka Tam. It cannot have reference to Isuka Tam. Why? Because Isuka Tam, so then it's Kosha Mimonevshah. It's still Kosha. It's still Kosha because there is Shio Suka Lev. Why couldn't the Amoya? Why couldn't the Balagoya explain the Gemara to a case of a Sukkot Deilo? But then the question is, the Sukkot Deilo, so there is a Shio Sukkot left, there is a Sukkot left after the outside, beyond that Neser, there is a Shio Sukkot, there is Ayin Fochim. But when the Gemara says Psuo, the Gemara doesn't mean Psuo, the whole Sukkot is possible, even Merza. The Gemara means Psuo, that Tachas HaNesa is possible, Rishi Tachto. But then Elach Namah Be'emza, he cancels it. So the Miri mentions two pshatim. One pshat, that this Gemara has reference to a Sukkot Ktano, because it has reference to a Sukkot Ktano. And then he mentions another pshat, that's his own pshat, that this Gemara has reference to Sukkot Deilo. But then the question is, Sukkot Deilo, it should be kosher anyway. When the Gemara says that it's possible, it doesn't mean it's possible, the whole Sukkot is possible. But it means Tachas HaNesa, also Rishita. Tachas HaNesa is also Rishita. But the rest of the Sukkot is Kshero. Why couldn't the Balamoya explain in the Gemara that way? And the Balamoya says, so we could say two ways. One way is that the Shita of the Balamoya is as we said yesterday. And that's how it appears from the Mogavon. That's how it seems to me. That's the Mogavon Shita. That by Sukkot Deilo, that according to Balamoya, by Sukkot Deilo it would be kosher not only the Sukkot in the center, in the Emtza would be kosher. Even Tachas HaNesa would be Mutel Shita. Why? Because this, the here there is a different mitzvah, here there is a different mitzvah. And he puts the srach like this. So this he has a width of dalet vochim. Three tvochim hovers above the tefachim. One tefach protrudes beyond the tefachim. One tefach protrudes beyond the tefachim. So melee, as long as the, in other words, actually a neser. If the width of the neser is less than 4 tefachim, then it's chakot. It only becomes chakosu when if the width is 4 tefachim. Now, without the halacha of some sukkah, I live in a sukkah living in sukkah. So then I would say, how many tefachim width is there in the schach of the neser? Only 3, because the protruding tefach, that's outside the sukkah. This is not part of the sikhuch. So the melee, so we only have part of this of the sikhuch, we have only 3 tefachim. 3 tefachim is not schach posel. Only 4 tefachim is schach posel. Only 4 tefachim is schach posel. So the melee, this is how we are explaining. Let's start. That the balamoya cannot apply the reward to isuke dele, not because by isuke dele it would be kosher to sit here, because by isuke dele it would be kosher even to sit here. Why? But after all, here is this necessary is half possible. It has a width of dalet vachim, but it has a width of, in total it has a width of dalet vachim. But one tefach protrudes outside the tefachim. So the melee, the schach, that portion that is misacher, that hovers upon the sukkah, has only 3 tefachim width. The tefach that protrudes outside doesn't hover. But if we apply the halacha of pesel sukkah yitzin asukkah yinke sukkah, so then it's considered that the whole nesa, even the protruding tefach, hovers above the tefachim. But the shita of Balamoya might be that just the halacha of lovut, we only apply mikuleh, not lechumeh. So the halacha of pesel yitzin asukkah yinke sukkah, we also only apply mikuleh and not lechumeh. We only apply mikuleh, not lechumeh. That's one way of explaining. That's one way of explaining Balamoya. Another way of explaining Balamoya, that Balamoya himself is made that this aloha of Pesach Sukkah Yitzin Asuke, Nidin Kisuke, can take effect in the Chumah. Not only the Chumah, can take effect in the Chumah. But the reason is why Balamoya says that this Gemara must apply to a Sukkik Tam or not a Sukkik Deva, because the Pashat is Alosh. The Pashat is Alosh of the Gemara is that the whole Sukkah is possible. Not just the under the Nesra, you cannot sit. The whole Sukkah, even the middle, you cannot sit. Not under this Nesra. That is Nesra. And that couldn't be by Sukkah. But in Ochaname, the Balamoya is also made. The Daloche of Pesel Sukkah Yitzin Asuke, Nidin Kisuke, Daloche of Pesel Sukkah Yitzin Asuke, Nidin Kisuke, is all applies. It can be applied in the chumah, not only in the it is distinguishable from the halacha of lovut. Lovut is just a din. Mitzias, it is contrary to mitzias. But it's a halacha of lovut. So you only say lovut in the chumah, not the chumah. Masha'ikim, Pesach, Asuka, Yitzin, Asuka, Yitzin, Asuka, so it's also a din. But it's not contrary to mitzias. This is the mitzias. The Pesach Shita Yitzin Asuke is considered as part and parcel of the Sikh. So the Melee, we can say it with whom we do. And the reason is why Balamoya says that the Gemara must have reference to a Sukkah Ektame, not a Sukkah Dele, because the Loshna Gemara is, that it's possible, and possible the Pashas are Loshin. So, it's a good point. So what does it mean, psulo? The pasuk is aloshi. The whole sukkah is psulo, even the middle. Not only is psulo under that particular nesa that is a width of dalet vachim, even under the other schach, it's also psulo. So that could be by sukkah. That's one way of explaining it. So, but, and from the mirror, from the Mili it appears, because the Mili mentions two pshatim. One pshat in the Mili is הניחו על שטחו, אלא שהניחו מן הצד, וכנגד כניסוסו, שאין שם צירע, תחנון, המבית, וכן שאין שם דיבר, כי דברים הבודדים די פנקומו, אם הוא היה מצריך לו, אלא שאין לו מצריך לו, כמו שבארנו, אם אין מספוסו הפנימי ולפנים, שיעו סוכו, לישון שטעני סיפסור, כי דרך הפוסו מסדץ, וזה מרוצחו, שהבישון הזו נקי, שכל שרק המעבור תפוח עם שכח פוסו מציני נעסוק את שירו, אלו אם כן, ישיעו סוכו ולפני מספוסו הפנימי ולפנים, אלא שאפילו לא יחמיץ ממנו, אלא שלוי של פוחם, ומי שהטפח ממנו חוץ לסוכה, הרי איזה טפח נחשב כסוכה כבמסר ליצר לסוכה, שהוא כסוכה להכשר, רוצה לראים על מי שדחתו, ויהיו כך אף מיים סוכה. So the meaning is counted out in so many words, just as we apply the halacha of psal sukkah yitzna sukkah in kisukkah lehachshir lekuleh. So, afli yim sukkah, so we apply it lechumra too. It's not like lo. Lo is contrary to the mitzias. The mitzias, so there is vacant space. But we imagine as if the definite had extended. So, only kuleh. We have to resort to our imagination out of it. So the halacha is only kuleh. We resort to our imagination. Not the chumet. Masha'it the halacha, but why it's not sukkah in kisukkah. It's also a deen. But the deen is declaratory. We could say the deen is declaratory of the mitzias. In other words, the mitzias, if it is yitzim in asuke, so then it's considered to be with him in asuke. That's the mitzias. The deen is declaratory, is descriptive of the mitzias. So in the way you can say the chumra too. And he says, v'yuka hapni yitzuke, v'arish kan schach posel balbo. Oh, so that's the first question. So he says, "Mikom mokim lomadeto shezu davki besukitam v'yumom etam psal ayetzel yochoshi v'lekedesa shoshreishon shuus chachkosh homi shomu psal ayetz nasuke din kisuke nase mashivichtas bifni nasuke chachkosh shebeisam bishreishon aha shomu mishashom misvoso lahalom shio suke bifanit abu besuke deilo apiu hoya hanesa הנכנס, שפודים של מטרס, שפייסל בישראל שלו ניפצלו, הוא יום נשתה יבו שיר סוכה בשל משפנס. So, the Neri mentions the same pshat as Balamoyer, but where is the Balamoyer? So, we could say the Balamoyer means that this din applies only to Sukkik Tano, to Sukkik Deilo. So even Tachas HaNeser, you are muta to say. But the Neri says, no, he mentions the pshat of Sukkik Tano, but by Sukkot Deilo it would be Sheiro, but only the rest of the Sukkot would be Sheiro. Masha'inke, Kachas HaNeser, you cannot say. So then the question why is, why does he apply it to Sukkot Tana? Let him apply it to Sukkot Deilo. And when the Gemara says Tsuro, it doesn't mean Tsuro the whole Sukkot in its entirety is possible. It means Kachas HaNeser Tsuro. So this is the second question that he says. V'yeshev Yoshua. בסוכן דיילו, ובסורה דיקום עליו דווקא, אלו שלו מישן תחתו, וכבר פסדנו ברווח יסר בפרשי. אמינו, we don't have the פירוש הזה. We have the פירוש. הערב מבצת, ואתם סוכן, it was not found. So then he mentioned that. But if it applies to סוכן דיילו, so the rest of the city should be מותר. So in the name of the rest of the city is מותר. But here when it says, בסורה, it means Tachas HaNeser is Psoor. Masha'inki, the first pshat, rejected the second pshat. Why the first motion? Why? Because he assumed, the first motion in the Neri, assumed that the Pashas HaLoshin of Psoor is that the whole Sukkah is Psoor. That could only be true of the Sukkah Tano, not of the Sukkah Tano. So, according to the Neri, mentions the pshat of the pshat of the Balamoyah, and the pshat of the Balamoyer, but it's not that the Neri holds that we have to apply it to Sukkot, because by Sukkot Deilo, even Tachas HaNeser wouldn't be able to be Mikayim to Sukkot. No, Tachas HaNeser, he wouldn't be able to be Mikayim to Sukkot. We wouldn't be able to be Mikayim to Sukkot. On the basis of Pesach Sukkah Yisra Sukkot in Kisukkot, we say it Lechum Gato. But the reason is why we apply it to In the first lotion, why did you speak Tango? Not the Zubik Tango, because the Pashto is a lotion of the Gemara. Psula means the whole Zubik Psula. Even the center, even in the middle. And that would be by Zubik Tango. So there is no Chiddush. But we said that the Pshat in the Paramoya, the way the Masho assumes, is that it cannot have reference to Suke Deilo, because by Suke Deilo, so then it would be Sheol. Completely. Even Tachasadosa, it would be Sheol. And you see that the Masho is Masi Kamrashi, and he says that, I would clear Sherashi in Bumge. Why? Because from Rashi it's Mashma. That Rashi applies to the word to Suke Deilo. So why is it so Gungen? At all, we could apply so Rashi as the second wash in the mili. That when the Gemara says Psulo, it means Tachasaneser is Psulo. So apparently the Masho assumed that according to Balamoya, so by Suke Deilo, even Tachasaneser is Psulo. And here it says Psulo, Lachla Pochas Tachasaneser Psulo. And according to Balamoya, so even. And from the Mognavon, it's also Mashma. That will soon go over again, the Balamoya. Because there are so many Hamasic in the Balamoya. Now, I'm sorry, the Mognavon. I mean, will soon go over again, the Mognavon. So many Hamasic against the Mognavon, the Sikinte of Rashi. That Rashi himself applies it to Sukik Tamo, not to Sukik Tamo. So the way we explain the Balamoya and the Mashot, that the Gemara cannot have reference, not because of the Diuk Halosh Psulo is Mashma, that the whole Suki is Psulo. No, because by Suki Deilo, even Tachasanesa would be Sheva, to see Tamer. So, why? Because the Aloha Pesel Suki Ayit in Asuki. Midnuki Suki, we only say in Chumre, we only say in Kule, we don't say Lachum. But then, we are faced with a certain difficulty. And somebody raised that question, and I answered it, but I want to elaborate on that, I mean, what I meant. Now, the question is, Monekshah, if the whole halacha of Pesel Suki, Ayitz, and Asuki, and Kisuki, takes effect only in Kul and Apichumpe, like the halacha of Lovud, so even by Suki Ktano, it should be said, oh, what does it mean by Suki Ktano? Suki Ktano, it means, Suki Ktano, as the Miri mentions, the Miri is a Rashlomet. So, Suki Tamo means, now let's say, if this is here there is the definite unit, and here there is two other times, and then there is a schach, and it means from here to here, it's only, this is four tefach in wide. One tefach protrudes. So from here to here is three tefach. From here to here is one tefach. From here to here, it's only four tefach. Because if from here to here would be seven tefach, then we have no problem. So the Balamoya says that we are dealing with the case where from here to here, it's only four tefach. So it means up to here, it's seven tefach. It's seven tefach. So the question is, if we assume that the whole halacha of Pesel Sukkah Yitzin HaSukkin Yitzuki applies only, takes effect only with Kulin HaPechumpeh, so maybe even by Sukkik Tama, it should be Sheol. By Sukkik Tama, it should be Sheol. And then the Gemara mentions the reasons why it's Psulo is because how the Pesel Yitzin HaSukkin, the whole Pesel Yitzin HaSukkin Yitzuki. So the Gemara says in so many words that we apply the halacha of Pesel Sukkah Yitzin HaSukkin Yitzuki. Even by Sukkik Tama, according to Avoya, the Gemara is referenced to Sukkik Tama. And the Gemara mentioned. So how can we say that the whole halacha of Pesel Sukkah Yitzin HaSukkin Yitzuki applies only to a Rikule, not a Chume? Here is a Chume, and the Gemara mentions it. It's not a Rishayim mentioned it. So we could say, and that would be a Chiddush, that in other words, here, without the halacha of Pesel Sukkah Yitzin HaSukkin Yitzuki, we would be Yichis as a Hevel Bishni Roshi. Because in Ora, this is one piece of Nesar, it's one piece of Schach. So in the we cannot separate one piece of Schach and split it and say, this is one Nesar up to here, it's one Nesar, and from here, it's another Nesar. So it's one piece. It's one piece. So the melee, in order, even by schachkoshi. So when can the schach be a good zichuch? If the whole piece of schach hovers over this one. But if, let's say, you have a certain piece of schach that doesn't hover, it only part of it hovers over the sukkah, so then it's not considered to be misuchah over the sukkah. To be misuchah, in order to be considered misuchah, then the whole piece of schach has to be safe over the sukkah, has to hover over the sukkah. But if only a part, a portion of that piece of schach hovers, so even the portion is not considered to be schach. That would be a chiddush, but it's not unreasonable. So the mele, if it's a sukkah ktano, so even though we don't apply the aloha of pesel sukkah yitzina sukkah nidin kisuke lechumre only mikule, but here we do apply it, because if we won't apply it, so it will certainly not be misuchah chasiyo chosim. Because if we won't apply the aloha of pesel sukkah yitzina sukkah nidin kisuke, so then it will mean that only one portion of the neser hovers, and the other portion protrudes. Vincius, it looks that it protrudes. So without applying the aloha of pesel sukkah yitzina sukkah nidin kisuke, so you don't have schach. So even that portion, the three tefachim portion, that vincius appears to hover, al pidin it's not considered to be misach. In order to that a piece of schach should be considered seichel over the sukkah, then the whole piece of schach has to be seichel over the sukkah. But if only 3/4 of the neser of the piece of schach hovers over the sukkah, and 1/4 protrudes beyond the sukkah, so even the 3/4 are not considered to be seichel proper. To be seichel proper. So in any way, if we don't apply the aloha of psal sukkah yitzina sukkah nidin kisuke, likule, so then we don't have zikr, because only part of the schach is seichel. The other portion of the schach is not seichel. So even that part that visibly is seichel, al-pidin is not considered to be seichel. In order to be considered al-pidin seichel, then the whole piece of schach, the whole neser, has to be seichel over the sukkah. But, so we have to resort to the aloha of pesel sukkah yitzina sukkah nidin kisuke. Now, once we resort, we call it that to the aloha of pesel sukkah yitzina sukkah nidin kisuke, because without recourse to the aloha of pesel sukkah yitzina sukkah nidin kisuke, so then it's not misuchah practically anyway. Because only a portion of it hovers, and the other portion protrudes. So even the portion that hovers is not considered to be seichel proper. So we have to have recourse to the aloha of pesel sukkah yitzina sukkah nidin kisuke, that even the portion that visibly protrudes, al pidin is considered as being, as hovering with flesh. That's the aloha. So the melee, once we apply the aloha of pesel sukkah yitzina sukkah nidin kisuke likule, so we cannot separate and say, so we apply the aloha of pesel sukkah yitzina sukkah nidin kisuke in order to consider that the whole neser hovers above the sukkah. But we don't apply the aloha of pesel sukkah yitzina sukkah nidin kisuke regarding the aloha that neser dalet is rachpas. Because the money shach, we are lechesh is a chevel bishnei roshim. So there is a tal and a sas. That's why the Gemara says pesel sukkah yitzina sukkah. But in the Chaname, if it hadn't been necessary to resort to the aloha of pesel sukkah yitzina sukkah, and we would only have to apply it to chumre, then we wouldn't apply it to chumre. So then there is a big chiddush. In other words, that in order that the piece of schach, that the nesa, should be considered seichel over the sukkah, so the whole piece of schach has to be seichel over the sukkah. But if only a portion is considered to be seichel, and the other portion of the same piece of schach protrudes, so even the portion that is visibly seichel is not considered to be seichel. So, in other words, in order to consider it misuchah kilchoso, we have to resort, we pull it to the din of pesel sukkah yitzina sukkah. So then it means that in order to be machodesi and to have a real sichel, so we have to say that we have to apply the aloha of Pesach Sukkah Yitzin Asuke. Once we resort to the aloha of Pesach Sukkah Yitzin Asuke, meaning Kisuke Mikule, and we say that the whole Neser is a Chayich, is within Asuke, so we cannot say, we say only three-fourths of the Neser is here in the Suke. Now, because then we are here, it's a Chayim Mishne Roshim. On one hand, we apply the Aloha of Pesach Sukkah Yitzin Asuke, and that means that we consider that the whole Neser is within Asuke. On the other hand, we say, no, it's only in Neser Gimel, it's not in Neser Dalet. So one of Shech, so it's not in Sasrei, we cannot be here, it's a Chevel, Bishni Roshim, Mashiach in case of the Suke Beile. So then, even Tachas Neser can be eating. Why? Because then we don't have to resort to the Aloha of Pesach Sukkah Yitzin Asuke. Because we don't need that Sichuch altogether. We don't need that Sichuch altogether. So the melee, so it would be kosher. It would be kosher. Even Tachas Aneser. And then you'll ask. But it's only... But this Neser has Dalit Vachim. But the halacha is that Tzchach Posel, even Tzchach Posel Mamish, only passes if he has four Tvachim. But if he has three Tvachim, so he doesn't passel, and according to most Hashemim, and that's the way, that's the sheet of Rashi, that's the sheet of Teisvets, and Valamoyer, that you can even sit and sleep under the Tzchach Posel, under the Tzchach Posel that is less than Dalit. So that's the reason as to why the Valamoyer says that this Gemara cannot have reference to a Sukkot Teila, only to a Sukkot Tana. Only to a Sukkot Tana. Why? Because in case of a Sukkot Teila, so not only the rest of the Sukkot would be Kshelo, but even the Tachas Aneser would be Kosher. But this is not the Midrash. Now, from it. So, as far as Baal Moyer himself is concerned, so we could say the same shot as the Midrash says. The Midrash spells it out. But, from the Marshal, since the Marshal says that the Rashi is Bukum Gomri, if the Marshal had assumed that according to the Balamoya, by Sukkot Deyoy, we would also say that it's possible Tachas Aneser. But by Sukkot Deyoy, the rest of the Sikh would be Sheyon. So why is the Rashi so Bukum Gomri? Why couldn't Rashi say as the second Rosh in the Mirror? Because when the Gemara says, why couldn't Rashi, the second Rosh in the Miri, that when Gemara says Tzulo, it means Tachas Aneser Tzulo, but the rest of the Sukkot it's Kshelo. And he says, it's impossible to explain that Rosh. So it's Mashma, from the Rosh of the Marshal, that according to the Baal HaMoyer, so by Sukkot Deilo, it would be kosher in Tachas Aneser. Now, let's go over again, the Mogadol, because everybody raises the question against the Mogadol, the other Chayim, the Yisif Chayim, and the Matzah Shekel, everybody they discussed, it's a very complicated Mogadol. Now, let's go, if you have the Mogadol, so you should look inside the Mogadol. So he says, Vidak, at the beginning of Top Fesh Lamed Reis, Sifal, Vidak, Vim Iliach Nesa Rochek Dao Trochek, Apume Bin Talaot, Afa Fisho Iliach Nisuke, and we give it for him so. The Habu of Pesla Yates in Asuke, we need in Kisuke. Ubalamoya, we promise you, Suke Tani Dark, we did. So it's also from that version, it's Mashma. Suke Tani Dark, I mean, the Din can apply to Suke Dera too. Except that the Moshe Nabraise that says Suo implies that the whole Suke is Suo. But here the Magabon doesn't discuss the Gemara, he's not trying to explain the Gemara. He's mentioning indeed that if you have an Neser that is Rochet al Trochim and Pumim Talote, Abba Pisho Yichtis Asuke, and give it Rochet Psuo. So he says, and that Rochet al Psuo has application only to Sukkotam, not to Kudela, so it's Mashma. From the Mogavro, that by Sukkotelo, it would be kosher. It would be kosher. Alright, Vizel Mishen Rashi, a Pumim Talote, it's a Ruach Reviz. Shein Shom Deifen, the Rift in the Meal, Deifen Akin, the Rift in the Meal, the Pesach, the Akadab, the Iron Kulin, the Sikhola, Sukhe, Post, Dein Täter wird wohl Märchen Name suchen. Die Jungs-Hachkosche, die Jungs-Hachkosche, Mutter wisse schon. Ich so, entgeht sie die Suche, und ich kann sie nicht von da aus sein. Wie kann sie das schon? Die Meile die Suche getan. Die nicht erschien Suche mit seinem Zoo, schiebe die Geschehe. Wie im Kein, Zoo, Rind, manche kann sie fragen, dass sie mal schon skasch. Schein schon den, dass die Morgen, der Preis in der Zeit, dass die Psyche, wenn die Place, das Messer, das ist auch ein Dauer. Fleetwochen mit ihm in der Suche. Und wohnt einfach vor Tour in der Zeit. So it's possible, so it might be more in the prices, what is the case, where there is no difference in it. Because if there would be a difference in it, so then we would apply the law of Dev Nakumo. So it would be Suke Kshelo on the basis of Dev Nakumo. So here much this mashos. Change of date. Do you name it, so cash of mashos is, do you name it, have a date, and so, Tim Shoevich Ashio Suke Atta Mishene, Vim Kenny Day, אבי סוגי דיו, ויש לו דייפן, והנאס הקבוע מקצוסי חוץ לדייפן, ומקצוסי מפנים, עושה רשת תחתו. ואבי אמרינו, דייפן עקומו עושה רשת, כאילו שהוא שחף פוסו, so he says in the משהו. So, in explaining the sheet of the משהו, the Avraham says, according to the Masho, if you have a suket deo, and you have here you have a little mitzvah, everything is and you put an eser of dalet on the suket deo, so there is zayin or more than zayin for him from here to here. So, but and this is dalet for him, three for him, alif aboyer with me, one tefach for two outside. So then, according to the Masho. So then, even though the suke here would be, Sheiro, but you cannot be Yoshi Tachas HaNeser. That's what he says. You cannot be Yoshi. That's according to Masho. But then he says, Vilinia, the Kabonis Rashi, the new Yoshon Deifen, have a minimum Deifen Akum, Beisi Tefach Abelik Lechutz, in Nechshad Kral HaSuk, V'havolei Kiwaim B'nes HaDal, Kiv B'Miktsosi B'Chutz, V'imkin Havolei Kul Yitzchak, Kosha, Do Hashbis Al Gedaito, Do Hashbis Al Tzidein Kosha, V'Ev Shalema, Afo Gav B'Kaimolon, Hofton Al Tzidein Posel, Mikol Mokei, Havolei Yitzchak Posel, Pochas B'Dal, Kiv B'Kinsel B'Neyem, Eini Mitzdari, Umutal Yishikach. So this is how he answers the Kashir of the Masho, against Masho. So, the Basho says, from Rashi to Pinyas, that he obviously applies the Gemara to Sukkot Deo. Because Rashi says that the price is reference to the case where there is no definite. Because if there would be a definite, then it would be Sheo. But by Sukkot Tavo, it would still be so. It is still be so. So he says no. The Rashi himself can also apply the price to Sukkot Tavo. What does it mean, Sukitano? Sukitano means that from here to here there is only four tvachim, and only from here to here there is seven tvachim. But still, Rashi says, if there will be a four defen, we have the defen shlishi here already. So, if there will be a four defen here, So then, it would be kosher. Why? Because up to here, we will apply the law of Dev Nakumo. So what does it mean to apply the law of Dev Nakumo? How would apply Dev Nakumo? In other words, this protruding tefach would be considered as an extension of this case. Would be considered as an extension of So we have a very remarkable application of the halacha of Dev Nakumo, because in all the other examples that Gemara mentions of Dev Nakumo, so we imagine that the Deifen is discovered, becomes extended and Nisake towards the plim of the Suki. Here we imagine that the Deifen, this Deifen, extends this way, the Chutz Suki. All right, I mean, there's nothing wrong in applying the aloha of David Nakuma the other way. But all the examples that we have in the Gemara as applications, as examples of David Nakuma, so we say David Nakuma that the schach posel, let's say, by Shemichas, let's say, you took off the ceiling, and that remained, this part of the ceiling remained. So if, like, if it's less, can downfall from that wall till this place where you start putting out the schach, so then we consider this whole portion of the ceiling as an extension of this wall. So we imagine that the wall is misaken towards the pnim of the ceiling, not towards the outside. But here, when he visualizes Ash's case with the heavenly David, so then it would be kosher. So he says, Rashi has reference to his Sukitani. Sukitani means that there is only four tvachim from here to here, and there is seven tvachim from here to here. So the reason why it's possible is because there is no David. But if there had been David, so then it would be kosher, and you would be able to sleep even here. You would be able to sleep even here. You'd be able to sleep even here. So, on the basis of Pesel Suke, Hanitze, Minasuke. But since it has no David, so Mele, there is no Pesel Suke, Hanitze, Minasuke. So Mele, since there is no David. Now, since there is no David, so then it's possible because of Pesel Suke, Hanitze, Minasuke. That's what it says. But if there had been David, if there had been a David, so then it would be kosher. It would be kosher even to sleep here. Why? Because we would be applying the aloha of David Nakuma. So first of all, we see a chiddush which is not unreasonable, that we can apply the aloha of David Nakuma even in the other direction, towards chutz the sukkah. Not like all the other examples that the Gemara mentioned of Nakuma, where we say that the David is nisaking towards the pnim of the sukkah. Here we would say that the David is misaki in that way. Is misaki in that way. Now the question is, so what if it is misaki? So what is misaki? Now, you see that the Marsho, he said, in the Marsho himself, he said, in the Marsho himself, he said before, he said in Marsho, Vim came in the day of the Sukkot Deo, the Yeshua David, והנאסה הקבוע מקצוסי, חוץ לדייפה, ומקצוסי לפנים, עושה לשיטה. So isn't it strange? In discussing the sheet of the Marshal, so the Mug Avron goes so far as to say that according to Marshal, even if it's there, not only is it there, and if you have a Dayfe here, so there, the Sukkot will not be possible. You'll be able to sit here, but here you'll not be able to sit. Even if it's there, according to Marshal. And his own sheet is that even if you get kame, if you have a day fan, you'll be able to sit. You'll be able to sit here under the protruding tefach of the vessel. I mean, it's from one extreme to the other. So, in explaining, the answer is before we explain the sheet of the Marsho, because the Marsho says the Rashi would go. So, the melee it was Mucha from the Marsho. That even when we apply the aloche, even when we apply the aloche of David Nakuma, in the Sukkot Deira, even when we apply the aloche of the Sukkot Deira, of David Nakuma, in the Sukkot Deira. So then it's certainly here it's kosher. But here you cannot sleep. That's according to Mashiach. But according to it, to the man, according to the Mogna Avon, so not only in Isukik Deilo you can sleep here, even in Isukik Tano you can sleep here. By applying the aloha of David Nakuma. So why does he say that according to Mashiach is the other extreme? Because, so you could say that after all, that the Mogna Avon mentions here a big chiddush, that we can apply the aloha of David Nakuma and say that it's Nisakim in the other direction. It's not like the old examples mentioned in the Gemara in connection with David Nakuma, where we imagine that the Deifen extends towards the Pnimum. Here we imagine that the Deifen extends towards the Chutz of the Sukkah. So maybe the Marshal is Chetan. We can only say David Nakuma and to imagine that the Dayfen becomes extended towards with me, but not that we can imagine that the Dayfen extends towards outside. That's not. But we couldn't say that this is what the Nadav wrong assumed in the Masho, because so he says, "V'imkei in the day I'll be suited there." So, now it's even in explaining the Mashor, he's made it that according to Mashor, too, we apply the Aloha. Extension of the day plan, but if it becomes an extension of the day plan, so it becomes an extension of the day plan, so he's not sitting under the schach. So why does he say that according to Rashi, so then even if there will be a day from the day, so then you'll be able to be kind of Sukkot. And then all the Yalef Chaim and the Nisif Chaim and the Svasemes, they all are Masik and Monavon, and they say, in the case, why does he say that it would only be kosher by me only if there will be a day, if there will be a day for the day, so then it will be kosher, even in Sukkotam. Why? Because we would be applying the Aloha of Dev Nakum. Why is all the Dev Nakum? If there is a Kesel, so then it's Mafsik. This Neser has a myth of Dalet Vokhe, the whole Neser. But suppose you'll split it at the end of three Vokhe, you'll split it. Then it will not be Schachmas. So if you set up a Kesel here, so then that should be Mafsik, the Neser should split the Neser into two Nisori. One Neser up to here, three Vokhe, another Neser from here to here, whatever. So then we won't have any schach puzzle. So why does Rashi say, on the basis, according to Gavron, so Rashi is referenced to Yisuke Tam, and if there would be a different review, so then it would be kosher. Even here. But why? On the basis of Dev Nakumo. So the Dev Nakumo would, Okedin, split the Neser into two smaller Nisor. One Neser. As if he took a knife and he chopped it here. So then it would be Schachosha. So even though he didn't take a knife or an axe and chop it here at this point, so it's considered as if it had been split. Because we consider, by applying the aloha of Dev Nakumo, so we consider that this is an extension of this cancer. This is an extension of this cancer. So the melee, if it's an extension of this cancer, So the melee, we have two nisori, one neser of three tvochi, and one neser of one tefach. So neither neser Yitzchak Bozo. Nira Ezer Bezer. So, the Kashi, the Mitzvah's high masks, and the Svasene masks, why resort to the, why does Hashem to resort to the Ibn Akumo? The case of itself without the Aloha of the Ibn Akumo is Mapsiket. Is Mapsiket into Tumiso. That's why the Mitzvah's high masks. Now you see here. Look here. Rimimiyah. Mirta Bitzah. Ibn Sikhai. Ibn Atzilah. We don't have to shame the Ibn Haidah Mekosha. We can be a dati. Matiki was a Yashi Pishis Marsho. Vima Kabori in his day for Mapsi. In his day for Mapsi, is Mapsi day for Anessa and Schnei. Tefa of Hutz, we give him a gap. Vim Kina Mai Pirsha Rashi Shem Shem Day for the Lifni, Afkeu, al the day for Nakumo, why does he have to resort to the Nakumo? Vima Kabori Dati al the day for Nakumo, Lashem Anessa Kirtiches. Split. Kirtiches Stein. As if it had been split into two. In Kei, אם כי לא שמי שתחתו, דוס חכבוס לו, אם נביא לך שתמי, לדע של מי שתחתו. אבל אם כי נקור את מגיבו, כמו שאין לי מוצא את השמול, בשביל זה, זה כמו שכוס בראש בשיקו. Alright, so that's when it's the Israel, and the Svasemes, he also has the same cash, against. Oh, so there's a sinkhah. So he says, Rak mashe kosef rasha tam bilokit al deyv nakumo, al zeyik shamasha. Why we saw the deyv nakumo? Let him say, because the deyv is mapsi. Now deyv nakumo, you need a heredina alohe of deyv nakumo. So the deyv is mapsi. So what do we have to say? That according to Lord Avon, the deyv is not mapsi. The deyv is not mapsi. And this is what the other tribe says. That the deyv is not mapsi. Now, since the Mogavron mentions, so he says, the view of Yishon Deifen Avamun Deifa Akumo, the easy temple of biblical chutz in Yachsu Power Suki, Babu came with Esa Dawah, King Yusos the chutz. We came halfway Kulis Hakosh. So, halfway Kulis Hakosh. But the Mogavron mentions the term, halfway Pesla Yitzin Asuki, or Pesla Yitzin Asuki in Kisuki. Now, the question is this. The Gemara that you test, the Gemara that you test, turn to the Gemara that you test. Oh my God, Tome, Pes Layetzin Asuke Niki Kisuke, Mai Pes Layetzin Asuke, Oma Hule, Kone Mayetzin Achero Isuke, Vobinon Shomish Palets, Bidiki, Vobinon Herrscher Suke, Bidiki, Vobinon Zutzon Rubo Mechamso, Bidiki, Yoche Mai Remember, Mau Yitem Goyu Tavoy Avide, Lidroy Yoy Avide, Eino Loi Komashim. So, Ule mentions one example of Pesla Yitzin Asuke in Kisuke. That's the Kami, the Schach, that protrudes Lachir Asuke. So what does it mean? The Schach that protrudes Lachir Asuke. In other words, if you have here, you have a Deifen, so, and here you have the Deifen, and then, you have the Schach protrudes the Achir Asuke. It protrudes the Achir Asuke. So this has the Aloche of Pesla Yitzin Asuke. So the Gemara has the Kasha, Vobinu Sholish Planets, Vig. So that means only when you have Sholish Planets. In other words, if you have it like this. You have one day from here, and you have one day from here, and you have one day from here, and the two walls extend outside this wall. So then, this area is considered Pesla Yitzin Achir Asuke. But if you have it like this, and then you put Schach like this, So then you cannot sit here, because it doesn't have three planets. Only if the case is some short, like this. So you have here one day from here, and you have one day from here, and you have one day from here. Here it's open. So in the middle, it's considered, and of course, and you have this mechit. You have this mechit. So, I mean, you don't even need this, because on both sides you have three mechit. So then, it's Pesach Yitzchak. But if it could be like this, even if you have a mechit here, you have mechit here, but you put the schach, the canon like this, you couldn't sit here, because you don't have three planets. Only when the case is amishur. Now, so the question arises, again, the Mogna Brom says that Rashi has reference to a case where it is, there is a Shukitana, and why does Rashi say you had the bleeding pen before the Bosai, then it would be kosher, but why would it be kosher? So he says, no, it would be kosher, because since the Shukitana means that from here to here, it doesn't have Zayin Kochen, but from here to here, it has Zayin Kochen. So if you have Dev Nakum, if you have Dev and here, so then we apply the Aloha of Dev Nakum. So then we divide this Neser of Dalet Vochim into two Nisom. Two Nisom, one Neser of three Vochim, and one Neser of one Tetach. But one Neser, if it is like this, the more applies the Aloha of Pesach Sukkah Yitzin Asuke, but the more that you test, says in regard to the Kol Mayutim Achim Asuke, Boreke Dimut Famis, Bidiiki. So when we apply the aloche of Pesach Sukkah Yitzin Asuke, Vacher Asuke, only when the case is Amishuchim. But if the case is Amishuchim, not. But if it's like this, so then it's not Mishuchim. So how could that? So in other words, if it's not Mishuchim, so how can the Gemara say without the Beipe? So then it's possible because of Pesach Sukkah Yitzin Asuke. But there are no, the cases are not Mishuchim. So obviously, we must say that the Korek of Amoya, when Rashi says, if there had been a Beipe, then it would be kosher. So Rashi visualizes, let's say, suppose you have it, you have it like this, and you have the three funnels, and here you have the Neser of Dalet Vochim. So in Mele, in such a case, if there would be a date of revi, so then even by Shukitane it would be kosher. Because only by applying the aloha dech nakum, but not by saying that the case is mafsik. The case wouldn't be mafsik, because if there hadn't been aloha dech nakum, so then I would say, so, if there hadn't been the aloha dech nakumo, and the Gemara says that here we apply the aloha of Pesach Yitzin Asuke, in order to apply the aloha of Pesach Yitzin Asuke, so the case is must be Mishuchim. So according to the Mogna Brom, when Rashi says that if there had been a date, so then it would be kosher. So Rashi has reference to such a seal, where the case is Amishuchim, where the case lays Amishuchim, and the Schach. And then the schach is yetzei over here. So if there is a date then, so then it is special yetzei nasuke. And then we apply the aloha dech nakumo. So as a result of applying the aloha dech nakumo, so this schach will be split in two. So then it wouldn't be, we wouldn't have one neser of dalet vochim with, but would have in effect two Nisar, one Neser of three Tvachim, and another Neser of one Tevach. So that's why it would be kosher on the basis of Pesach Yitzin Asuke. But in order to apply the Aloha of Pesach Yitzin Asuke, So the case is Mazlum Shukin. So apparently the Mogadon visualizes such a situation where the case is Mazlum Shukin. Anyway, so we see that according to the Mogadon, we see that if we apply the Aloha Bilinakumo, so then it splits the Nesera into two Nisor. So that's why it could be kosher. Alright, we'll look here.
We don't need a tefet outside the center wall. If there were a fourth wall, so we don't need the tefet beyond there for Scott Kosher. We don't need it for Scott Kosher, for Solomon Yotze. We don't need it for Scott Kosher. We have three tefachim of the clay, and the four tefachim that are good kosher Scott on top of the Shir Zion, with the three is seven. So we don't need the Basal Yotze and Scott Kosher at all. So if the wall just divides it, but it's beyond there where there's no coastal in the Shukhi, so it's puzzle. So it's not puzzle. So what?
When the Book of Rome says in Rashi that if there is a danger, so then it would be kosher, and it would be puzzle, even by Sukhitano. So, but the more information is special, Asuka is in Asuki. So, if the case is about Mishukhi, then we cannot apply the law of the Asuka is in Asuki.
That's because if there would be a fourth wall, so then you could imagine, so there's a division, two schach nesorins, two nesorins, neither one pasal schach.
One second.
Neither one is pasal schach.
The Gemara says that it is, that when can we apply that law of the Asuka is in Asuki?
Yeah.
Only when the case
is Asuka. Only when...
Shir Nun Zayin Sukkah Yud Aleph Adar Aleph Hei Tov Shin Mem Aleph
February 15, 1981 on Sunday. Alright, so according to Marshall, the Mogadon says that even the Sukkot Beile, if you place at the end of the Sukkot Beile, you place a Neser, a slab that has a width of double Torah, and three Torahim of that Neser, of that slab, was placed on the Sukkot, and one Tefach protruded outside the Sukkot. So he says, even the Sukkot Beile, so also Meshita. And the Mabrom Shiki is the Pigmen Sukkot Tamer. So it's Mutalishita. I said that Shiapim Mabrom on the basis of the Nesif Chaims, you see on the margin of the Nesif Chaims, the Nesif Chaims understanding of the Mabrom. But then I went over carefully the Yadagom, that's the Kanzan and Magoris, and I saw that the times are according to the other time. So there is still a machlekes, a wide divergence between the Mavshor and the Mogadon, but not in Akotrakot. You see, the way I said it last time, so there is a machlekes in Akotrakot, according to Mavshor. So even by Sukkot Beile, if he claims the Neser that has a width of Dalet Tochim at the end of the Sukkot, at the end of the Sukkot, and there is a David, I forgot to mention. In other words, if you had, let's say, three mechitzes, if you had three mechitzes, and then you would put here a fourth mechitze, and then you put a schach that way. You put a schach that way. And three tvachim of the schach, of the neser. So is with Nimnasuke and one tefach protrude outside. So even though there is a date in the air, so we say date nakumo. So that means that the date nakumo, the date that this stepa that protrudes outside is an extension of this vapor. Mashiach in the three tvochi, that is schach. But the tefach that protrudes is not schach. It's considered as an extension of the vapor. Still, the Marsho says, so there is no shaila what the sheet of the Marsho is. According to Marsho, so he couldn't, even the Sukkot there, even the Sukkot there, he couldn't sleep under this nesek. Of course, under the protruding tefach, he certainly couldn't sleep, there is no doubt. But even the three tefachim, that is within the Sukkot, which is, so according to the Masho, even the Sukkot there, he couldn't sleep. And then I said, but according to Mogadron, even the Sukkot Tane, he could sleep here. Because the Mogadron says at the end, the Efshalema, Avon Gav, the Kaino, and Hopeful, and the Imposu, we call Mokin, Havon, and Slach Posu, Pochas, and Dalet, Kitty, that kids of the name, Enim, and Mitzdari, Umuta, and Shetan, even the Sukkot Tane. So, that's how I explained it. And that was based upon the Nisif Chaim's understanding of the Mogadron. But there, I went over very carefully the other prior. So he says, so according to the way I mentioned last time, which is based upon the Nisif Chaim's understanding of the Mogadron, there is a machlekes between the Marsho and the Mogadron, Nakotza Lakotza. In other words, according to Marsho, even the Sukkot there, well, you don't need this, but if there is a defect, so then he couldn't sleep under the three tvoch. He couldn't sleep under the three tvoch. Why? Because it is chachpost. It is chachpost. So even the Sukkot there, he couldn't sleep. According to the Mogadron, even the Sukkot Tane could sleep under the three tvoch. That's what I said. And this is the Pshat Mogadron according to the Sifchai. But the other Chaim says there is a machloket between the Masho and the Mogadron. But the other Chaim says that when the Mogadron says the Efshalema, Afogad the Kaimelo, Hopchon al Tzidayim Posu, Mikol Mokim Havu Mitzchach Posu, Pochas Midalet, Kibin Da Kitzel Dineyem, Eni Mitztari, Umuta Lishet Tachto. So this has reference to Yisukit Dele, not to Yisukit Tam. Pashtis Aloshim is that the Mogadron, when he says, we have Shalema, Afogad, the Kaimel, and Hopkol, and the Impostor, and the Komokin, Srach, Posso, Pochim, Dal, Kid, Nakis, and the Neyem, and Stari, and Mudal, and Shetachto, he has reference to Yisukit Tam. But the other Frayim says, no. Until that expression, the Mogadron has reference to Yisukit Tam. But when he says, we have Shalema, Afogad, the Kaimel, Hopkol, and the Impostor, Mikolmokin, Havali, Srach, Posso, Pochim, Dalet, he has reference to Sukkot Dele. And the Mogadron says, first he says reference to Sukkot Tane. He says, you mean you have the Kavanas Rashi, Dio Yoshom Deifen, have Amrinum Deifen Akumo, Vesi Tetach Abilik Lechut, in Lechshat Klala Asuke, Vahav Reiki Lein Bnes Adalet, Kim Di Miktosi Lechut, Vim Kim Hav Reiki Lischach Kosher, Vahashki Salvat Aito, Vahashki Salvat Aito, Kosher. So when he says this, he has reference to Sukkot Tane. But this he says, according to Mandoma, the Tokhara today is kosher. But then when he says, the Efshalina Ravagav, the Kaino, and Hopeful, and today in Possel, Mikomo can have this Rachposel, Pokas, Midalev, then he changes. So he changes the case, and the case. Because until now, he was referring to Sukkot Tane. When he says, the Efshalina, he's referring to Yisukit Dele. And in respect to Yisukit Tane, there, it's mutilation tachto of according to Mandoma, that Hofan al Tideyan is kosher. But according to Mandoma, Hofan al Tideyan is posel. That's the way Paskin. So there, it's only mutilation tachto of Yisukit Dele, but not Yisukit Tane. In other words, what is it about, you see? The way I explained it last time, so the sheet of the Mogadron is that if there is a defect, so then we can apply the halacha of defect nakumo. So that means that this protruding tefach is an extension of this case. And we apply the aloha of Deitra Kumo even outside of the sukkah. Because in all the examples that the Gemara mentions of the aloha of an application of Deitra Kumo, so we imagine that the Deitra is misake towards the plim of the sukkah. Here, the way the Rav Avraham mentions it, so we imagine that the Deifen is misake not towards the plim of the sukkah, but towards chutzas sukkah. In other words, the Deifen goes like this, and then it is misake, and it goes zigzag. It extends in a zigzag manner. So there is no difficulty in that. We can say Deifen Akumo, that we consider this protruding tefach as an extension of the Deifen, and it extends its misake towards the outside. Oh, so the melee. So we said last time that according to Rav Avraham, once we apply the halacha of Deifen Akumo, then we consider this neser as mamish split. Suppose you take an axe and you split it. So then you have two nisoy, one neser of three tvochim, and one eser of one tefach. So, according to the Nisif Chaim's understanding of the Mogavon, is saying that in any case where we apply the aloha of Deif Nakumo, so then, since the protruding tefach is considered as an extension of the Deifen, so mainly we consider it as if it had been mamish split with an axe, with a knife. So then we don't have a neser of Dalit Vachim. We have two nisoi, one neser of Dalit Vachim, and one neser of one tefach. So mainly, it's mutalish tachto, even is kitar, because from here till here, it's four tefachim. And together with the three tefachim neser, so it's seven tefachim. So it's mutalishi tachta, so it can be mitzure. But the other Chaim is right. See, the Mognatron says at the end, Ve'efshalema, afogad v'kaino, hofchon al tzidein posul, mikol mokeim havalei schach posul, poches midale, kiki da keso b'neir. So, if the pshat in the Mognatron is that the halacha of Deif Nakumo, the fact that this protruding tefach is considered as an extension of this Deifen, so that splits it al-pidi into two nisoyim, then the Mogavom should say, Mikol Mokin, Havalei, Neser, Shaldimu Tvochim, Shein Yischach Posokla. Kim da Kesu B'neim in Mitzayim. The Mogavom doesn't say, Mikol Mokin, Havalei, Neser, Shaldimu Tvochim, Yvat, Loi Shaldal Tvochim. He says, Mikol Mokei, Havalei Schach Posel, Poches Midalek. So he calls it Schach Posel. So you could say, I mean, it's Lavdavke, when he means Schach Posel, Poches Midalek, he means it's a Neser of Gimutwok. But the washing of the Mognatron is Havalei Schach Posel, Poches Midalek. In other words, that means that even the three Tvochim that is inside the Sukkah, which is considered a Schach, in contrast to the protruding tefach, which is considered an extension of the Deifen, but even the three tvochim that is inside the sukkah, it has a shem schach posel. But alochi is schach posel. Less than dalet tvochim, even if it's mamu schach posel, let's say a metal bar that is three tvochim wide. So it doesn't pass on the sukkah. In a sukkah day, it doesn't pass the sukkah. So that's why the other Rabbi came to the conclusion that when the Mogavon says, "Be'efshalima avogad b'kaimelon hofron al tzidein posel mikolo kim havalei schach posel poches mitalev," so he's referring now to a sukkah day, not a sukkah time. In other words, not the way. So I am correcting that. You see, last time I said that between the Marsho and the Mogavon there is a machlokes minakotze lakotze, and I based it upon the Nisif Chaim's explanation. And I assumed so because it seems from the washing of the Mogavrom that the Mogavrom is discussing the Sukkitan. Because before that he addressed the Sukkitan. But the question is, but it seems that the prime is right. If the Mogavrom in the last sentence, when he says, after that the kind of hot it's very impossible, we call okay. So it's mutalishet tachto had reference to Sukiktane. So why? Because the aloche of Dave Nakumo implies that this neser of Dalet Rochem is split. Because the protruding tefach is an extension of this case. And the three Rochem, that's ha. So it's split into two nisoy. So then the Mogavrom should say, Havale, neser shall give us Rochem. He doesn't say Shein Ischach Posel Klal. He says Kolokay Havale Ischach Posel Pachas Midalet. Ischach Posel it is, but it's Ischach Posel Pachas Midalet. Now Ischach Posel Pachas Midalet does not is kosher, and according to most Rishonim, the Pesach of Mishkanoch, it's even mutalishes Tachto by Sukkizele, but not by Sukkizele. That's why we are trying to apply the last expression, the last sentence in the Mogavrom to Sukkidele. So what does it mean? It means that the Mogavrom does not go so far as to say that whenever the Aloche of Deifin Akumo takes place, so then it's considered as if the Neser had been split into two Nesor. It's not considered to be mamishly, but according to the Mandoma, the Tokhalal today is kosher. What does it mean Tokhalal today is kosher? Now there's a machlokes amor. If you have it, it has dalet rochem weak. It has dalet rochem weak. So, now if you place it and it's weak, so it's possible. The question is, suppose you have it. Now this neser has dalet rochem weak. But, so if you place it on the sukkah like this, so it's possible. Suppose you place it on its thickness, and the thickness does not have dalet rochem. So one mandoma says it's kosher, and one mandoma says it's possible, because it becomes like spuchel bat. Now, so according to mandoma, hofkon al tzedein is kosher. So then, a neser that is a dalet rochem weak is only considered as possible if it's placed on the suke and in dalet rochem over the dalet rochem. But if it's placed the tzidon and its thickness and on the suke it's not placed and it's dalet rochem dimension, then so then it's not chachmas. Some mele the sheet of the monagrom means that whenever we apply the aloch of deknakumo, then there is no seal between the protruding tefach and the free tefach. Because when the Kol Mandoma Hofman's daily kosher, so a neser of dalet rochem is only chachposel if it's placed over an area of dalet rochem. But if it is placed on its thickness and it's not placed over an area of dalet rochem, so then, it's not chachposel. So maybe in the case where you have this is three tefachim up here, and the protruding tefach, and here we have the protruding tefach. So since we apply the halacha of Deif Nakumo, so this protruding tefach is an extension of this David. So the mele, it's considered like Hofman al-Zinan. Because if we say Hofman al-Zinan is kosher, so what does that mean? That a neser that is a dalet rochem weak is only schach posel if it's placed on the suke over an area of dalet rochem. Here, even though there is an area of dalet rochem, but since there is a case of the Deif Nakumo that is mafsi, so that means it's only placed on the suke over an area of three tefachim. So the mele it's not chachposel. So according to Mandoma Hofman al-Tzedein kosher, So then, even in Sukhitani, he can sleep under the tree flocking. Mashiach came according to Mandola, that hopeful out today is possible. So then we say that once in Messiah has a fourth walking leaf, then it is considered Tzach possible, even though it's not placed in the Sukhe over an area of Dalet Wachim. As long as itself has a leaf of Dalet Wachim. So true, here we say that this protruding Tzach is an extension of the Tzach, and only three Tzachim are Tzach. But since it's one Eser B'mtzies, so mainly it's considered Tzach possible. But in the Sukkot daily, where only Tzach possel b'dalet passes, and Tzach possel b'gimel tvachim doesn't pass, so in the Sukkot daily you can sleep under it. But in the Sukkot tane, you couldn't sleep under it, because in the Sukkot tane, so even if it's three tvachim, Tzach possel, so it's also possible. So when the Magadron says that Aber dann die Keimung hat, was zu dem Posten gekommen hat, wo es nach Posten, Poches mit alle, kick nach Kessel der Nähe, in die Stahl, in die Nähe, in die Nacht, doch, hier ist Reference zu Sukkot Daily, not to Sukkot Daily. So I assumed, before I went over the whole Yad Ephraim, that the Pashkes Aloshin of the Maravron is, that he has reference to his Sukkitani, even the last expression. Because he doesn't say, Ve'ef Shalema, be Sukkit daily. So, since before he was dealing with Sukkitani, so now he's also dealing. But, since the Mogadron uses the expression, Mikomo Kim Havu Ischach Poso Pochim Dalet, why does he have to say Ischach Poso Pochim Dalet? He should say, Lehav Ischach Poso Klau. Because the Deif Nakuo has the effect of splitting the Neser into two Nisot. So you see that the Mogadron doesn't go so far as to say that the Deif Nakuma has the effect of considering the Nesar split into two Nisot. But Deif Nakuma has the effect of considering that only three Tvachim placed on the Sukkot, not four Tvachim, because the fourth Tvach, that's an extension of the Deifet. So it cannot be Mitzuret with the three Tvachim, the Tasvach. But that's only if we say that Hofer al Tzedein is kosher. So then even in Sukkot Tani it would be Muta Lishtachta. But if we say Hofer al Tzedein is kosher, so even though no four Tvachim hover on the Sukkot, only three Tvachim hover on the Sukkot, but Hofer al Tzedein is also Tzach kosher. But in Sukkot Tani, since only three Tvachim of that Tzach possible hover on the Sukkot, and the protruding Tefach does not hover on the Sukkot, because the protruding Tefach is considered as an extension of the Deifet, so in Mele, in the Sukkot Mele, it's with a Mishnachto, because the Shulot Paskis, and that's Rashi Shite, and Deitze Shite, that in the Sukkot Mele, so Tzach possible, if it is, if you have Tzach possel and the Sukkot less than Dalet Tvachim, so then it's even Mutea Leishitachim. Alright, so now we are finished with the Gemara of Amcha Atumet in Kalaite, Dalet Tvachim, Dalet Tvachim. Alright, now the Mishnah. Tikvo She'imo Ma'azimo. Suppose you have a roof that is not plastered. So what if it's not plastered? So what do you have? You just have the zone that were placed as a foundation for the roof. So if you have a tikkun, an unplastered ceiling in the bayis, so you don't have the full ceiling. What do you have? You just have the zone, you have the slats that were placed as the foundation for the plaster, for the plaster roof. But it wasn't plastered. It wasn't plastered. So a new day in area, and suppose he wants to use this room, as a Sukkot. Now, so what does he have to do? So the view that he made, there is a machleket between the Shammah and the Sila. The Shammah, in fact, is the Glach has been tying. That means he takes out all the nails. So in other words, it's not plastered. The roof is not plastered. So what does he have there? Just slats. And the slats were placed as the foundation for the ceiling, for the roof. Now he wants to use these slats as half for the soup. So how can he do it? Of course, he cannot just sit down in that house and be eating its suki. Because these slats were placed not to shift the soup. They were placed to shift because bites. So in melee, without doing anything, if you just sit down in that house with the slats that were placed originally as a foundation for the roof, you will not be kind to it, because that's a remorse. The slats were placed as a foundation for the roof, not as a shah. But so he has to do something. In order to be marshaled, these slats for shah, without doing anything, it is certainly possible. On the basis of Tassel Rumors, even if you decide now and you say, I want these slats to serve the same suki, it will still not become kosher, because it's Tassel Rumors at a time when they were placed, so they were placed as a foundation for the roof. So, Rav Yehuda says, according to Mishan, in order to be marshaled, to make the slats fit for Schach, he has to take out all the nails, because the slats, when he placed them as a foundation for a roof, so he knocked the nails in those slats. So he has to be defacted, defacted means naked as I'm sorry, take out all the nails, and then make the achas within time. Now let's see the Rashi. Tikhoshim or mazibo. Stam tikhom in solim sheish berabo. Mazibo mitzpas tit. That's plaster. Videi noli yudikom is ibar ezre. Vayad yishuai yitachim umulo mitei oho lahal yitachim. Rav Yehuda imei vishamei visil anechol yudobo. Vishamei in polish tate olishim sukom yifakti. Sei se. Umnanei ales kulo. Vahakei niklachas mitai. Vinikul pesel pesel minzchakosha mitei. Will come before Shri Momoli Tal. So according to the Shammai, in order to adapt the slats for the Zuke to make him fit for Schach, so he has to do two things. First of all, he has to take out the nails from the slats. And then he also has to take out from every tools, from every bunch of slats, from every tool, he has to take out one, and it actually means from every three. In other words, let's say you have slats. So these are slats that were placed originally as a foundation for Schach. So he has to take out one slat and replace it with pestle, with Schach kosher. Then he has again here slat, so he takes out this slat and he replaces it with pestle. All over the soup, in order to be mashed, these slats for Schach. So from between every two disoni, he has to take out the SF and replace it with pet. But suppose he just takes out the nails and he doesn't take out from between every two disoni one SF and replace it with the pestle, so then he doesn't become fit for stuff. This is what the Buddha says according to Mishnah. So sem ser eu na minha escola, para quem nem de lá faz o brincadeiro, e nem tenho peça o brinquedo, o carne me foge, logo me dá, o Senhor me facte, me juntasse no negócio, venceu com as espécies, vermelho me dá, de marcha do som que ele tem dado, o Isaac é escuro, vai no canal, o Shmuel me dá, o campo de morte. God, the Bible says, that there is in the world, there is between the Shaman and the Zilla. According to the Shaman, so if you just take out the nails from the Zilla, that's not enough. But in addition, he has to take out the Nesera from between the between Zilla and replace it with the Kest. Kest. And the Zilla say no. All he has to do, in order to make it fit for Shah, is to take out the nails. If once he takes out the nails, and as he says, he has to shake them also. So then he negates the psul of Tassimus. Actually, this is why, because it's Rabbeinu Tanya. Rabbeinu Shiti is according to that. So Rabbeinu Shiti is that we are not getting Zeya, Zeya's people. So it's the Nesser that has a need of Dalet, according to that. So the leadership is that it may select that has a width of Dalet Lofi is kosher posichu. But here, these slats are not kosher posichu. They're not kosher posichu. For a different reason. Because they were originally placed within Tikras Bais. But the moment he takes out the nails from all the slats, Lishem, Schach, so that negates the soul of Tassel in also, because the removal of the nails from all the slats is considered as a new placing of the Shach. Because, so true, the slats have, each slat has a width of Dalet Vachim, but according to Rav, the leadership is that every slat that has a width of Dalet Vachim is kosher Sikho. So what's wrong with these slats? Oh, the only thing that was wrong with these slats, because originally, at the very outset, they were placed in Shintika's bias. So now he decides that these slats should be kept there, we shouldn't say it's okay. But it's Tassel also. But, so it's only a question of Tassel also. But the slats themselves,
Shir Nun Hay and Sukkot continue.